Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently stated that the government is committed to pursuing strategic divestments and public-private partnerships to encourage private sector interests to invest in the economy, create jobs, and stimulate economic growth. To provide some clarity on what exactly are public-private partnerships and how they bring economic benefits for the country, General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatization at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Denise Arana, paid a visit to our studios. She goes into detail on the subject in the first of a three-part series on our program, Going for Growth, with host Vaughn Davis.
A public-private partnership, Vaughn, essentially is a long-term contract between a government entity and a private sector entity, where the private sector entity undertakes to finance, construct, operate, and maintain a public asset. So, for example, in the case of the highway, the private sector operators entered into an agreement with the government that they would build the highway, they would operate it, and they would maintain it. And this can apply to existing assets, which we called brownfield assets, or newly built assets called greenfield assets. And so the greenfield assets, an example would be the highway, which I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And a brownfield asset would be the Sangster International Airport, which existed before, which was run by the government prior to private sector, but now is in private sector hands.
So what was the policy shift or the decision to move towards public-private partnerships as a way forward for the government?
So, you know, Vaughn, I really want people to understand that this isn't something that we just thought about. Mm-hmm. For instance, the Sangster International Airport was done some years ago, and I think there has always been a recognition by the government that private sector investment and private sector capital and know-how would increase the efficiency in terms of how some of our public assets and public infrastructure, how they're run. And so it's a recognition now, though, that we will be moving more towards public-private partnerships to facilitate infrastructure development. I think the government also recognizes the limitations, the fiscal limitations that we have. And so we are inviting private sector to partner with the government to achieve our goals where infrastructure is concerned. And I think we have to clarify the point. Some people say, okay, we're moving towards public-private partnerships because the government has no money. That's not the main reason why. It's because of the efficiencies that we gain from private sector management. For example, Canada does not have the fiscal issues that we have, but they use public-private partnerships extensively in infrastructure development there, because the private sector will bring that skill and know-how and efficiencies to create a world-class asset.
And we have to tackle the notion, which is, you know, I'm sure you've encountered it already, that people just think we're selling off the country when we do these things, because from the outside looking in, it may seem like what was formerly owned and operated by the government, suddenly a private sector company owns and is making decisions that they may not necessarily think are, you know, in the best interest of people or communities, that kind of thing. But to the untrained eye, it might look that way. So I just wanted to tackle that perception and just let people understand why this is not exactly the case where the government is going.
Vaughn, I'm so glad you asked that question. And I think the Prime Minister alluded to it in his statement when he said that government makes strategic decisions. So where there are assets that are of strategic importance to the government and the public, the government explicitly says we do not sell. Mm-hmm. So I think I have to just, again, clear that notion. Selling an asset, when we transfer ownership and investment responsibility and the government has no continuing interest in that asset, is different from where the government has a continuing interest and they retain ownership and there is a partnership with the private sector.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. We invite you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.